Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Kid Stories Podcast. I'm Phil Bechtel. Let's get into a shout-out. A big happy birthday to Olin Droppo of Walnut Creek, California, who just turned 10 years old. Olin, for your birthday, I hope you get a flying scooter and a plant wand that lets you control plants and make them grow instantly, and a magic ninja star that always comes back to you after you throw it, and a big bucket of goofballs. I think if you were a character in the stories, Olin, you'd be Queen of the Cave Elves. And you would use your magic powers to protect the tiny cave elves from those who seek to steal their gold. Thanks for listening, and happy birthday, Olin. Maddox, a big fan of the show, reached out on Spotify. Maddox, I think if you were a character from the stories, you'd be a potions expert at your own school, where you would secretly create magical potions and then sell them to your teachers and friends at school. Thanks for listening, Maddox. Today's episode is titled, They're Back, Part 5. Ben-Ben continued in the direction of the jail cells he noticed from outside. He poked his head in every room with an unlocked door. Even the locked ones were no match for his ninja lockpicking skills. Eventually, he broke into what was clearly the Gloop Captain's personal office. Ben-Ben quickly investigated, finding an open journal on a desk. It read, Day 437 since the awakening. The device is nearly complete. Soon all gloops will be awakened by the moon crystals. No longer will we be simple creatures. We will be an empire, with the celestial drift as our mobile fortress. The valley will be our first conquest. Its magical resources will fuel our expansion. Tomorrow night, when the moon is full, a distant explosion rocked the fortress, causing several bottles to rattle on their shelves. Ben-Ben looked up from the book and rushed back out into the hall to find Goose. Back in the prison wing, Petal the Fairy hovered near a small window, bathing in the moonlight that streamed through the bars. Her wings shimmered as she absorbed the lunar energy. How's it coming? Goose whispered, keeping an anxious eye down the hall.
Almost there,
Petal replied, her tiny voice strained with concentration. She fluttered her wings more rapidly, causing a shower of sparkling dust to fall onto the stone floor.
The moonlight helps, but fairy dust production isn't exactly something you can rush.
Well, maybe try thinking rush thoughts, suggested Rocket, who was kneeling by his cell door, examining the strange, gloopy lock mechanism.
Like, oh no, I'm late for a very important fairy tea party.
Petal gave him a look.
That's not how fairy biology works.
How about those gloop guards? Goose asked. When's the next shift change?
Rocket pressed his ear against the bars.
Should be soon. They always change guards right after that weird bubbling sound.
As if on cue, a distant gurgling noise echoed down the corridor.
That's it! It's like some kind of alarm. They'll be switching any minute now.
Petal fluttered back down from the window, a small pile of shiny dust now collected beneath her.
This should be enough. Stand back!
She began to flutter her wings in a specific pattern, creating gentle currents that lifted the fairy dust into the air. With careful movements, she directed the sparkling powder toward the bars of the cell door. At first, nothing happened. Then, slowly, the hardened gloop material began to soften, changing from its usual solid state to something more liquid.
It's working, Rocket whispered excitedly. Keep going.
Petal continued directing the dust, sweat beading on her tiny forehead from the effort. The bars grew increasingly transparent as the dust worked its magic, until finally, the bars melted away completely. Petal flew out of the opening and went straight for the lock on Rocket's door. Her arm was small enough to shove right into the keyhole where she manipulated the gears until it popped open. A moment later, and Rocket and Goose were both freed from their cells. Rocket pumped his fist excitedly.
Freedom at last!
We're still inside a fortress full of gloops, Goose reminded him. Maybe save the victory dance?
Right, right.
Rocket straightened up and pointed toward the supply closet down the hall.
Phase two, arm ourselves with some magical goodness.
The coast was clear. The explosion sounds from outside had apparently drawn most of the gloops away from the prison wing. The supply closet shelves were lined with confiscated magical items. Rocket immediately began rummaging through the collection, occasionally letting out excited gasps.
My wands! All seven of them! Yes!
He pulled out a bundle of wands, each a different color and shape.
Thunder wand, flame stick, frost wand, wind whisper, earth shaker, shadow tip, and...
He held up a wand that appeared to be made of twisted candy stripes.
Mr. Twizzle!
Goose raised an eyebrow. You named your wand Mr. Twizzle?
Don't judge Mr. Twizzle. He's sensitive.
Meanwhile, Petal had discovered something. At the back of the closet was a large glass container filled with tiny points of light. Lights that moved with purpose and apparent distress.
Little ones, she whispered, her voice cracking. They've captured dozens of my people.
Sure enough, the container held at least 20 fairies, much smaller than Petal, the size of insects, all fluttering desperately against the glass walls of their prison. Their wings were covered with gloop goo that seemed to prevent them from producing dust.
We have to free them, Petal said.
Of course we will, Goose assured her, already examining the container for a way to open it. The lid was sealed with the same hardened gloop material as the cell doors.
Stand back, Rocket said, pulling out his frost wand. I've got this.
He tapped the wand against the container, causing frost to spread across the surface. Then he tapped it with the wand he called Flame Stick, adding so much heat to the frozen glass that it shattered. The imprisoned fairies immediately escaped, streaming out in a dazzling display of multicolored light. They circled Petal, their tiny voices creating a chorus of excited chimes and bell-like sounds.
What are they saying? Goose asked, fascinated by the reunion. They're telling me what happened,
Petal translated, her expression growing increasingly troubled.
The gloops have been extracting fairy dust to help power their device. They've discovered that fairy magic interacts with the moon crystals, amplifying the effects.
A particularly agitated fairy with bright red wings buzzed urgently around Petal's head.
What? When?
Petal's eyes widened.
We have to move now. According to Sparkflare here, the gloops are accelerating their timeline. They're going to activate the device tonight.
Tonight? Goose and Rocket exclaimed simultaneously.
The captain ordered it after the disturbances began, Petal explained, still listening to the rapid fairy communications. He's worried someone is trying to sabotage his plans.
Someone is, Rocket grinned. Us.
And my friends, Goose added. Those explosions outside, that's definitely Tim and Ray's work. Then we need to find him and coordinate, Rocket said, tucking his wands into various pockets. And we need to locate this device before...
A wet, squelching alarm suddenly echoed through the corridors, a sound like a thousand gloops being squished in unison.
Uh-oh, Goose winced. Time to move.
The end. Thanks for listening, friends. The website is kidstoriespodcast.com. The email is kidstoriespodcast@gmail.com. Adios.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.